Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's Thursday, December 15th, 2016.
You know Ten more days.
You know what tonight is?
Yes.
Tonight is the early showing of the new Star Wars movie. Can't wait. It's going to... I wish I would have worn my Star Wars tie today. It would have been perfect. But yes, the Rogue One starts,
you may
starts
or may,
tonight.
You may or may not believe this.
I may or may not.
This is the first time I've ever done that.
Done a Thursday night show?
Isn't this the premiere?
Yeah.
First night?
Yeah.
IMAX?
Yeah.
It's new.
I can't wait. It's going to be...
And we're going to the whole family's
yeah
going.
It's like our whole office is going.
And our families
we are
and
so
everything.
Excited yeah we had a end of year office get together last week a couple weekends ago
right
and so tonight is going to be the second
we're getting together again
where most of us are going to all be at the so we're really looking forward to that but that's not what today's about.
As well, much as we in a way it is be. Because our families are going. So
that's right.
there is a little application
that's
here.
Right. So recently we were reading some different things online and some different articles and just trying to keep up with things and came across a great article in Psychology Today on the failure to launch epidemic.
Explain, was that a movie?
It was a movie. And it was a pretty good movie about, and basically, of course, failure to launch is the phenomenon where we have adults still living with their parents. That's
yes.
basically
adult
what it
children.
Comes to. Adult children living with their
living
parents.
With their parents, right.
And it's traditionally, I guess, you know, years ago, when most of us reached the age of 18 or so, graduated high school, we were very eager and we looked and we got out of the house, out of the family home very quickly because we wanted to get out.
There was just this assumption
right.
that at age 18, you would... I don't know anybody who stayed at home. I mean, it
right.
was just... And it wasn't, you know, 50 years ago, recently,
right.
that when you reached the age of 18, there was just this assumption that you were going to be leaving home and starting your own life.
Right. Yeah.
That something... That has changed.
Right. And so now we have this phenomenon, this as this author referred to it, it's an epidemic where people, more and more adult children, older teenagers, in
right.
people in their 20s and even people in their 30s are still living at home. One of the first things he quoted, and this is by, I said he, I didn't mean that. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Hera Estroff mm-hmm. Marano.
Right.
She wrote, and in her first paragraph, she said, in November, for example, November of this year, because this was, mm-hmm. she just published it on the December 5th.
Right.
November of this year, for example, brought a report that 45% of young adults in New Jersey between the ages of 18 and 34 now live with their
Wait,
parents.
How many?
45%.
Between the ages of?
18 and 34.
In New Jersey?
Yep.
That's almost half.
Even though they are employed, she says. So now, I don't know where she got that data. I don't know where, but so I couldn't validate it, but it's there. So 45% of 18 to 34 year olds still live at home with their parents.
I had no idea it was that.
That is a tremendous percentage
That's
of the population
right.
that are still living. My bow tie keeps getting crooked. That live still with their parents. And It's an amazing
shift.
I don't know.
It's a huge paradigm
it
shift.
It is a shift. And you know, that's why she uses the word epidemic. Because this is
45%, it is
yeah.
an epidemic.
So what does this do? What does this mean for us? Because I think there's so many implications for this. There's so many things that so many problems that can come about because of this.
Right. That's right. Because one of the things that we notice in the cases where we're dealing with this is that you have this huge difference in expectation.
Right.
Children reach the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers, children reach the age of 18 and they say, well, I'm an adult now.
Right.
That's the first thing they hear. So I can do what I want.
Right.
But there is this expectation that after graduation, after you're 18 and after graduation, but it would be especially true for a college student who's now 21 or 22 mm-hmm. or 23, and they return home. The parents expect that all the rules will still apply.
Right.
We still have a curfew. We still have, you know, you can't be coming in and out of your parents' home all hours of the day mm-hmm. and night. You can't be having friends over at 2 and 3 o'clock in the right. morning as you did when you were a college student.
Right.
And so parents have one set of expectations. The offspring, the children, have a completely different set of expectations.
Exactly.
And therein lies the rub.
Right. Yeah, so it's really important that parents, and we completely understand that there's a multitude of reasons why an adult child would still live with their parents. We
right.
get that. But it's really critical that there are some ground rules and that those ground rules are clearly articulated. You have, and they have to be realistic and they have to be clearly articulated.
That's right.
That part is no different than when they were teenagers.
Most parents are willing to do absolutely anything to support their children.
Right.
If moving back into the house and helping out financially, mm-hmm. Virtually all parents will do anything at all they can for their children. But you have to lay out the ground rules.
Right.
Before that person moves into the house,
right.
you better lay out the ground rules.
Because while you'll do anything for them, you can't allow them to walk over you.
Exactly.
You can't mm-hmm. allow them to take advantage of you, mooch off of you. You can't right. allow them to live their life that way because
right.
then they're going to become dependent on you for into the foreseeable future.
That's right. They'll never leave.
Want that.
They'll never leave because
right. why would they?
It is expensive to move out. In this article, I didn't finish the last part of it. Is it financial? Is that the most often cited explanation?
There's lots of different reasons. Part of it's financial, but I think that another issue is the idea of responsibility. You know, a lot of times we're getting into this era. We've talked about it before that mm-hmm. we have this population, this generation mm-hmm. that is growing up somewhat entitled, that they feel as though that things should be easy and given. And mm-hmm. I think you said it, what was that, Monday, I think you said, that we have this perspective that we should be happy. That we should always be happy.
The assumption of chronic happiness.
Right. And mm-hmm. life is challenging sometimes.
That's right.
And I think that we don't do a great job of preparing our kids for some of those challenges.
That's right. We're not preparing.
When we solve all their problems for them, they're not prepared to deal with challenges.
That's right. And that's the second problem. The first problem is we're not preparing them for this when you're 18, you're moving out. I mean, it never right. occurred to us to move back to our parents after we finished college.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't something that was right. even discussed.
Right.
And now it's commonplace,
mm-hmm.
45%.
Yeah. Wow. So it's tremendous. So if you are either a parent in that situation or you're the adult child in that situation, it is important that you guys have a conversation and identify the rules and expectations and create a game plan.
Right.
You know, if you are the adult child, we really need to work to get you in a position where you can find your independence.
Absolutely. That should be everybody's first goal is how do you become independent after the age of 18?
Right. And this is not, you know, it's very different depending on particular circumstances. I mean, if you're still in college yeah. and you're going to college full time mm-hmm. and, you know, you can, because of where you're going to college, you can live at home so that you don't mm-hmm. have to, you know, take additional loans or anything like that mm-hmm. so that to pay for living. That's a very different situation.
Right.
We're talking about, you know, where, you know, you're going to college part-time, you're working, and you're living at home.
Right.
You know, we need to figure out what's
going
on.
That's not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, that's not likely to change
right.
in the foreseeable future.
Right. We need a plan.
That's right. We always talk about when you're 18, you're either in the military
mm-hmm.
or you're working full-time, mm-hmm. maybe two full-time jobs, or you're a full-time college student.
Right.
Okay. There any other combination, I think, is a slippery slope
right.
that most of us don't want to enter.
Right.
But I think it's incumbent upon the adult child to understand that there are going to be some boundaries. There have to be some boundaries.
Right.
You can't have parties
right.
In the middle of the night. You can't just bring...
Right.
partners over and just sleep together. You know,
right.
Your parents may not approve of that sort
right.
of thing.
Right.
And those boundaries, those limitations have to be respected. So please have real, if you're an adult child, please have realistic expectations.
Right.
This is after all your parents' home.
And your parents,
it has to be respected.
And your parents are likely still working, which means that, you know, when you're up right. late or you're getting home late, and you're disrupting them, and they're trying to sleep right. or prepare for the next day. And so you got to, even though you are an adult and you can make your own decisions, you do have a responsibility to be mindful right. of the people that you live with. So.
Yeah, so I think most parents would happily agree to have you there, but I think it really shoulders you with the responsibility.
Right.
You have to make this work.
Right.
And if you don't, you're really doing yourself and your parents a great disservice.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, that's it for today. We need to help our teenagers launch.
Yes, right.
Blast off.
If you haven't done it before they're 18, there's still time. And,
right.
it should be the focus of everybody's attention. If they haven't left by 18, we still have work to do.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So that's it for today. We will be back tomorrow with our Friday episode.
Right. Wow.
And we'll let you know how Star Wars...
No, we won't.
We're not even going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because if we talk about it, somebody will be upset. So we're not going to say anything about Star Wars at all.
But there is the office is buzzing today
yes,
with anticipation.
Very exciting. So, all right. Okay. So we will see you tomorrow morning for another episode. Stay happy and healthy, and we'll see you in the morning.